Pre-puzzle number 4.
I got this, says Sonny, leaping onto his horse. As they sail off the cliff, the horse spreads blue and gold wings, and they glide down to the server.
Yay, Sonny! You cheer as the boy reaches for the machine.
Then, with a crash, an enormous sea creature soars out of the water. Its body stretching impossibly long, it lunges at Sonny, mouth gaping wide enough to swallow a truck.
Sonny, move! You all scream in unison. Sonny's horse dodges, wheels, and springs upward.
The sea creature just misses biting one of the horse's wings before it smashes heavily down again, spraying foam all the way up the cliff.
What was that?
Shrieks Oliver as Sonny lands nearby and dismounts panting.
The Lagoboros, I think, says Gwen. You know, from our old lake.
But that thing was way bigger and meaner than our little lake serpent.
You shrug. Must have grown.
No wonder Zhu said not to go in the water, mutters Sonny.
So, what now?
Sophia pops her head up from behind you.
Look at this!
She's built a contraption of pulleys and chains at the edge of the cliff, and she is now lowering a hook down the cliff face.
Where did you get all that stuff? Asks Sonny.
I coded it,
says Sophia nonchalantly. Your amazement turns to fear, though, as you notice purple clouds gathering in the sky behind her.
Almost got,
whispers Sophia. Peering down, you see the hook swing at the server and catch underneath.
Got it,
the girl breathes. She begins to crank the chain back up, and a puzzle appears over her contraption, locking it.
Oh, this again, you say as everyone groans.
Would you rather fight the Lagoboros 2.0? Oliver asks.
Definitely not, you think,